message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
We thank God for as many of our students whose name have come out in the graduating list in the course of the week. We thank God for their lives and for the journey of 4 years, 5 years, and all. And I pray that your future shall be great and colorful in the name of Jesus. I'll be speaking this morning in this impartation service on opening the doors of favor. Opening the doors of favor. It's our month of open doors. And this month will answer its name in your life in Jesus' name. As a matter of foundation, I want us to realize that doors are access routes to new places. Doors are access routes to new places. Also, door is a gateway to a brand new life. Door is a gateway to a brand new life. Door is a gateway to a brand new life. Number three, as a matter of foundation, is that door is the pathway to heights, great heights, new heights. Door is the pathway to great heights. Doors is also what takes a man or a woman, that's what he passes through to get to great places, to get to great places. One of the major and one of the greatest doors that a man, that God can open to a person in life is called the door of favor. Someone say favor. The door of favor. Bible says in Psalms 30 verse 5, for his anger endureth but for a moment, but in his favor is life. So favor is life. Favor is actually life. That is, without favor, a man has no life. His anger is for a moment. He said, but favor is the life of a person. Once a person can get favor, he has a life. When the person doesn't have favor, it means he technically has no life. What is favor? Favor is something done or granted to someone via out of goodwill rather than out of entitlement. It's something, benefit, reward granted to a person out of goodwill rather than out of entitlement. Number two, favor means preferential treatment and acceptance. To be favored means a person is preferred, is enjoying, she is enjoying preferential treatment. Preferential treatment. You will enjoy preferential treatment today. Did I hear you say a big amen? You will enjoy preferential treatment today. Because this is the ninth month, I want to show us, I'm still in the foundation of the message, 9 reasons why a believer needs favor. Then I'll conclude the foundation and move into the other parts of the message. But why does a believer really need favor? Pastor, you have said so much about favor. Favor is so important. Favor is so great. Favor. Why do I really need favor? Number one, favor is the lifter of man. Every man remains on the floor without favor. Every woman remains a candidate of the floor without favor. Favor is the lifter of it. Favor is what lifts a person. Favor is what removes a person from a person of the floor to a person who is a person of high heights. And today, that same favor will lift you in the name of Jesus. I said that same favor will lift you in the name of Jesus. Number two reason why you need favor is that favor is what puts smiles and laughter on the face of a believer. I've never seen anybody enjoying favor and the person is frowning that he's receiving favor. Somebody just gave you a car you never worked for and you are frowning. Ah, why did they give me a car? I don't like this car. Is very fantastic, very beautiful, but you are frowning about it. Somebody just favored you and gave you a piece of land in a choice area that you have always prayed for. You will smile. And I say, before this month end, you will smile. Before this September will end, you will laugh for joy. Amen. Did I hear you say a big amen? Amen. Did I hear you say a big amen? Amen? Before this month will end, you will laugh for joy in the name of Jesus. Amen. Even God laughs. So you must laugh. Psalms chapter 2 verse 4. Psalms chapter 2 verse 4. He that seated in heaven shall laugh. So God laughs If God laughs, why won't he want you to laugh? And it's via favor that he makes you to laugh. There will be reason to laugh in your house this month. There will be reason to laugh in your house this month. Number three, why does a believer need favor? Favor removes pain and replaces it with gain. Favor will remove the pain in your life. That thing that is hurting you so badly. That situation that you don't like. It is favor that removes it and puts gain there. Anything in your life that is a pain to you, the favor of God can remove it. Anything that is a concern to you, the favor of God can wipe it out. For somebody here today, your pain will be turned to gain. I say your pain shall be turned to gain. The exact area where you have pain is the exact area where God will give you a gain there. Did I hear you say a big amen? Amen. Number four. Why do I really need favor? Before we go into the prayer for favor. Favor is the gateway to wealth and surplus. Somebody say wealth. Somebody say surplus. Exodus chapter 3 verse 21. Exodus 3 verse 21. And I will give these people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. And it shall come to pass that when they go, they will not go empty. I will favor them when they get to the city called the Loring, Kwara State. And when they go, anywhere they go, they will not go there empty handed. That is talking about you here this morning. If it's talking about you, shout, I receive it. Some will come to a city, some will come to a town and they will be complaining. Things are very bad there. Things are very, very worse there. Things are very, very bad there. And some people will come there and things will just work out for them. I remember many, many years ago, I was working in a bank called GT Bank. And the person that was heading us at that time, that was the head, was complaining so much. Every day we complained about Lauren. They take me back to Lagos. Take me back to Lagos. Take me out of here. I don't want to stay here again. The management initially refused to answer him. Later on, they said, okay, fine, let's take you to Lagos. And they took him to Lagos. They put a small boy there to replace him, who was very close to me, also a big man now. And before we could even say Jesus is Lord, the whole place turned around. The whole branch turned around, that the branch here in the Lorry was doing better than the branch he was in Lagos before they eventually exited him out of the place in Lagos. God is the giver of wealth and surplus, and he gives it through favor. There is no land where there is no poverty. There is no land where there is no surplus. God, we open your eyes today. I say, God, we open your eyes today. I say, God, we open your eyes today. What you are meant to see, you will see it. That we give these people favor in the sight of Egyptians, to the extent that when they are leaving Egypt, they will not leave Egypt empty-handed. In the name of Jesus, you will not exit from September to October empty-handed. Amen. Favor is the gateway to surplus. Favor is the gateway to wealth. Anything you are doing, when the favor of God is upon it, you enjoy the blessing of God. Beloved, there is no business you can do in this life if God has ordained it as your business that you cannot be wealthy in it. If you are selling these flowers, you'll be wealthy in it. If you are selling these flowers, you'll be wealthy in it. I was privileged to know the person that sells these flowers in Lagos. Very wealthy. Very wealthy. Very, very wealthy. Has so many shops selling flowers. Just flowers. You just look at it and say flowers. You don't want to know how much these flowers cost. You don't want to know. Just the flowers alone. It doesn't matter what you are doing. If you are selling tire, you prosper. If you are selling mic or instruments, you prosper. If you are selling water, you prosper. You are producing water, you prosper. You are selling akara, you prosper. You have a shop, you prosper. You are working for somebody, you prosper. Somebody is here today. It doesn't matter your line of business. The favor of God will rest on it. The elders, we say, the blessing of God will come on you so much more that the work of your hands will be enough for you to eat. I'm sure you understand what I mean. The work of your hands will be able to feed you and your family. The work of your hands will give you surplus enough to give out to others. Did I hear you say a big amen? Amen. Favor is the gateway to wealth surplus. Number five. Why does a believer need favor? Favor is what gives birth to restoration of lost years. Favor births restoration of lost years. In Joel chapter 2, verse 25 to 26. Joel chapter 2, verse 25. The Bible says, I will restore to you. Somebody say amen. Amen. The years that the locusts have eaten, the cankerworm, the caterpillar, the palmer worms, and all those worms of all kinds, there are four of them. Locust, cankerworm, caterpillar, and the palmer worms. all the years they have eaten out. He said, with my favor, I will restore it to you. Favor is what makes the years you have lost. For many Christians, their major problem is that they feel that they have lost many years. But you waste time, girl. I should have gotten married a long time. I've wasted a lot of time. I should have excelled more than this in my business. I've lost so many years. Look at my age now. The reason why some people never celebrate their bad day in this life is because every bad day they are not happy. They're not happy with that bad day. So this is my age now. And to make matters worse, people in your family will call you and say, happy birthday, oh, but but every year you have lost shall be restored to you. Every year you have lost shall be restored to you. All the years your friends look, it looks as if you have lost and they have gained, God will restore it back to you. It happened to me like that too sometime, many years ago. I don't like celebrating birthday. When I remember my birthday, I say, my birthday is coming. I've not done this. That was days of lesser understanding, not now. That was many, many years ago. When it's coming a bad day, I'll say, I'll be counting what I've not seen. I'll be counting what I've not gained. Abandoning what I've gained. But with more understanding, thanking God on every side, everything that seems as a loss has now become a gain. For somebody here today, your lost years shall be restored.
Amen.
I say your lost years shall be restored.
Amen.
Did I hear you say a big amen?
Amen.
Favor is what births restoration of years. And somebody is here today, all you have lost in one sweep, God will bring it back to you in the name of Jesus. All you have lost in one sweep, God will bring it back to you in the name of Jesus. Let me hear you say a big amen. I'm on number what now? Number six. What is in favor that we need it so much that the door must open to us? Favor is the cure for struggling. Many Christ believers are strugglers. In fact, there's a general saying that says the struggle continues. The struggle continues. That's not for a believer. That's not God's verdict for you. On the day your favor comes is the day that your struggle ends. Immediately you enter into favor, you have entered into the end of struggle. Favor is the eliminator of struggles. Favor is what terminates struggles. Once favor comes, everything called struggling. Struggling to do anything, struggling to buy land, struggling to build land, struggling to go to school, struggling to get admission, struggling to even come out with a good grade, struggling to eat, struggling to wear good clothes. Somebody say enough is enough. Somebody say enough is enough. The days of your struggling is finally over. I said the days of your struggling is finally over. The last time you struggle to pay rent is the last time you will struggle to pay rent. I said the last time you struggle to pay rent is the last time you struggle to pay rent. Can I shock you? Some of you are here. This Christmas, you are spending it in your own house. Somebody say, how? How? We don't question God. You don't question God. You cannot stop God. Whatever he wants to do, he will do it. Ọlọ́run ti a ko le da duro. Mo gbe oga o. Ọlọ́run ti a ko le da duro. Number seven, opening the doors of favor. Why does a believer need favor? Favor makes you stand strong, especially in battle. There is a connection between favor and winning battles. Psalms 30 verse 7. Lord, by thy favor, had made my mountain to stand strong. Favor is the gateway to the winning of battles. And in the name of Jesus, you will win the battles of life in Jesus' name. Sometimes life comes with so much problems. People want to sweep you out at all costs. People want to destroy you, especially weak. When I see people attacking good believers, I know that they are wicked people. If I see somebody now attacking me, I know I'm a child of God. I know I'm a believer. And I know my stand with God. He knows me and I know him. So when I see somebody attacking me, I know this is a wicked person. It's an agent of darkness. When people come to me and tell me different challenges of people waging war against them, this and this and this and that, I am, and I know the person is a believer. I know the person on the other side is a wicked person. Favor is what makes you to win in the face of stiff wickedness. Stiff wickedness. Stiff wickedness. Stiff wickedness. Everyone exhibiting stiff wickedness against you God, we eliminate them in the name of Jesus. I say, God, we eliminate them in the name of Jesus. Those who are neighbors around your shop, who are doing all sort of voodoo to close your shop for their own to boom, God will turn it around and God will close them down in the name of Jesus. I was working somewhere many years ago. Immediately I got to that office. A guy was ruling in that office. He was ruling. He was not the overall boss, but he was the one in charge. So immediately I came in, he just had a hatred for me. This was many years ago. He just had death. He showed it to everybody that he hated this boy. And he didn't make it hidden to me too anyway. So I tried to find out why does this guy. I discovered that he was a fetish guy. He would go to the overall boss and speak to him, sack this person. He would have spoken to something. And somebody caught him in the toilet speaking to a material. And whatever I tell this boss today is what he wants. He's the first to enter the work every day. So immediately he gets to the office, he will go to the male toilet and he will bring out that thing from his briefcase. Yes, I'm in the office today. Whatever I speak to the general manager, that's what he must do. If I say sack, sack. If I say don't sack, sack. So one boy one day entered it, wanted to get him. Why does this guy come to the toilet early? And he entered and he used leg to open and he saw him. Then he made sure they sacked the boy. So when I came in, he saw that, yes, another believer has come in here. And something happened. I also started coming in very early. And I started proclaiming the favor of God everywhere. Anointing everywhere. And one day, they just summoned him on his wickedness and his wicked attitude. And the ED said, I heard you are not doing so well in your work. Please follow him back to the work, collect his car key, let him pack his load, and leave the office. And that was how he was sacked. For many, many years, he was still suffering of joblessness. The last time he saw me, he was prostrating on the floor to greet me. The same person that would look at me very well and say, you, this boy, I will sack you. The favor of God makes wickedness to bow to you. I had to cry to God and say, God, please have mercy on this guy. He has children, he has wife. Let him get another job. From today, the favor of God will make wickedness around you to be silenced in Jesus' name. I said the favor of God will make the wicked around you to be silenced in Jesus' name. Did I hear you say a big amen? The favor of God makes you to stand strong. Number 9, where I will stop under why you need favor, is that favor, number 8, sorry. Okay, thank you. That shows you are following me. Number 8, favor is what backs marital settlement. Proverbs 18 verse 22. Proverbs 18 22. Whosoever findeth a wife, findeth a good thing, and obtaineth favor. Favor is what brings marriage. Favor is what makes a man to find a wife. Favor is what makes a woman to find a husband. Good clothes is nice, but that's not the ultimate. Dressing well is okay, but that's not what counts. Having a good job is very good. Having a first class is fantastic. But that's not the ultimate when it comes to the issue of marital settlement. It's a function of God's favor. Today, someone here will be settled in the name of Jesus. If you are that person, shout a big hallelujah. And lastly, number 9, under why you need favor, is that favor is the gateway to career and business blessing. Your career needs blessing. It needs favor. Your business needs favor. Same thing, one person is selling and is going home with thousands of naira every day. It's the same thing somebody is selling and nobody even said, what are you selling there? What makes the ultimate difference is the favor of God. The same certificate that a person has is the same another one has. And the favor of God, once it's lacking, nothing happens. Nothing happens. And that's why we must not be proud, because everything that we have and that we have accomplished is a function of the favor of God. Everything that we have. I remember very well one of the young men that we used to read together in the university where I did my first degree. After we graduated, almost immediately got a job. First year, he didn't get a job. Second year, third year, fourth year, fifth. Many years after, when he wanted to get married, we had to contribute money to assist him to get married. We had the same grade. We used to read in the same place. If I remember sometime, we would even leave him inside the class. He would still be reading while we go to sleep. Yet after graduation, nobody even said, please come and work with us. And we had the same grade. The favor of God makes all the difference. The favor of God is what distinguishes two brothers. And today, in the name of Jesus, that same favor will visit your house today. That same favor will visit your family today. That same favor will visit your business today. That same favor will visit your career today. Having said that, beloved, what is the key to opening favor, to assessing favor? How do I assess favor? Keys to the doors of favor opening. Number 1 key to the doors of favor opening to you is good self-esteem. not pride. Good self-esteem. To enjoy the favor of God, you must have a good self-esteem. The reason is because God will make you many promises which you cannot fathom. For example, look at a man like Abraham in Genesis chapter 12 verse 2. Genesis 12 verse 2. God gave him so many promises. I will bless you. I will make of thee a great nation. I will bless thee. I will make thy name great. And thou shalt be a blessing. This was a man still living in his father's house. If he did not have good self-esteem, he would say, I don't believe it. What you don't believe, you are not entitled to it. Your belief in God is what qualifies you for an entitlement. A believer must have a good self-esteem to enjoy the favor of God. When favor is coming, don't say, it can't be me. How can a man like this, you ever think of, no, it can't be me he's coming to look for. This one has passed my standard. It's you he's looking for. It's you that God sent him to. I've told you this story before of somebody very close to me. I won't say much about it because they might be watching me. They might be watching right now. When I saw this guy's fiancée, oh God, this guy is a very clean guy. I mean, the best in his set. He broke record in the university as a first class student, very, very outstanding. But when I saw the person he brought to me as, this is the person I want to marry. Hey, Jehovah, hey. The gap, eh? Chai! Oh, they are married today. They are blessed. Simply, she might not be so attractive in quotes to many of us here, but she had a good self-esteem. She could receive that kind of person. She could receive that kind of blessing. If I tell some of you now that between now and December, I'm talking now, you have 5,000 in your account, but between now and December, the account will be full. You say, Pastor, relax. Just pray that I just have little to end the year, Shah. Don't, not that. That's the way many of us behave. Ourself, you know, Nigerian economy has made our self-esteem so low. And when genuine servants of God talk, amen, amen, it's a sign of low self-esteem. When you believe it, you say it loud, I believe it, I receive it. And God says, I can see that you have the faith for it. But when your self-esteem is low, when you don't believe that anything good can come out of your Israel, what can God do to help you? As from today, I see your self-esteem going to another level in Jesus' name. That same good self-esteem was what Daniel had in Daniel chapter 1 verse 9. Daniel chapter 1 verse 9. The Bible says, now God had brought Daniel into favor and tender love with the prince of Enos. Daniel was not supposed to be a person well recognized, but God brought him into favor because he had a good self-esteem. Please don't ever let anybody talk you down. Have a good self-esteem. Believe your God. Believe that your future will be all right. Believe that things will get better for you. The night, you might be your night now, but sooner than you think, your morning will soon come. Your hand might be empty of resources now. Very soon, you'll be lending unto nations. Your womb might not have a babies inside now, but very soon, it will be protruding. Everybody will see it. That is it. Because you have a good self-esteem. Something good can still come out of your life. I've been sent by God to tell you, this year will not end until something good comes out of your life. Between now and this end of this year, good things must come out of your life. Our praying must not be in vain. Our fastings must not be in vain. Our intercessions must not be in vain. And it will happen and we will see it with our two eyes. Number two, how peace to the doors of favor is be praiseful. Be praiseful. If you want the door of favor to open to you, don't be a murmurer. 1 Corinthians 10 verse 10. Neither ye murmur as others murmured and were destroyed by the destroyer. Don't be a murmurer. A murmurer shuts the door of his own life. Especially in Nigeria, there are so many things to murmur about. Is it light? Is it water? Is it road? I was telling the pastor, Amoshibi, this morning that God saved me yesterday. As I was going for inspection of cells, I mistakenly branched on the wrong road. And the bumper of the car, something just hooked it. It's the bumper that removed. It's not my head that removed. Don't be a murmurer. Don't be a permanent person that you are known with complaining. Nobody ever catches you with a smile. Nobody ever catches you with praise. God doesn't like it. In Numbers 11 verse 1. The Bible says the people murmured and complained. And when the people complained, it displeased the Lord. And that's where I'm going. It displeased the Lord. And the Lord heard it. And his anger. He was angry. On top of all I've done for you, you are still complaining. I've sent you help. I've sent you assistance. I've given you food. I've given you clothes to wear. I've given you family. I've helped you and assisted you. You are still complaining. Bible says God's anger was kindled. May you not kindle the anger of God. I said, may you not kindle the anger of God. God's anger was kindled. He was unhappy. And that's what many believers do. So, excuse murmuring from your life. You will see how doors will be opening for you. Excuse murmuring. To praise God is to be raised by God. To praise God is to be raised by God. Not to praise God is to be erased in life. To praise God is to be raised by God. Not to praise God makes a man to be erased. You will not be erased. In Psalm 67, verse 5 to 7, let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then the earth will yield our increase. The Lord shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall praise him. As from today, God will give you the grace in Jesus' name. I'll need to double up very fast now because of time. I'm on number 3, key that will open the door for favor. Is faithfulness in stewardship. Faithfulness in stewardship. I can't read the story, but you can write it down. Matthew 25, verse 14 to 29. You know the story of 3 people that were given talents. 1, 2, and 5 talents. The one with 5, the Bible says he doubled his talent when the master came. He was a faithful person. He was not a faithful person. He was faithful in stewardship. The second person had 2 talents. He doubled it through faithfulness. The third person didn't do anything. Went to hide the talent. Did not do any work. In 1 Corinthians 4 verse 2. The Bible says, now it is required in stewardship that a man be found faithful. It is required as a steward. A steward means somebody who is working. Somebody is working in the house of God or working anywhere. Anywhere you are working, they must be able to say you are a faithful person if you want doors to open for you. Listen to me. Bosses are looking for faithful men to put at good positions so that bosses can rest and have time for other things. But you will see that a lot of times now, bosses don't have time to rest because subordinates are not ready. Once you are not ready, the boss will not give you the opportunity. If you really want doors to open for you, you must be faithful. Don't say it's just this small company. Small company. What's their total turnover? I'll now be laboring for. And you know, sometimes labor and favor, you know, their pronunciation looks alike. If you are not ready to work, don't be ready to open any door of favor. Romans chapter 12, verse 11. Be not slothful in business. Fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Romans 12, 11. In whichever business you are doing, don't be slothful. Don't be slothful in business. Be fervent in spirit. Be serving the Lord. We're in a generation where we want it quick without any labor. No stress. We just want to become a millionaire now. We just want the blessing now. We just want everything done now. We want that visa now. I just want it now. And that's why fake prophets are selling like hotcake now. Fake prophets are selling like hotcake. Somebody came to me recently that somebody called her from somewhere or something that she has one problem, that she should bring 70,000. 70,000. Ah! Jesus Christ. 70,000. Just for prayer. Seven said, you have this so problem. Please send 70,000 to us so that we give it to that. Well, even your pastor that is laboring over you, he has never even eaten 7 naira out of your money before. 7 naira. Somebody said you bring 70,000. Jesus Christ. Die. Because we just look for fast means. Faithfulness in stewardship. In assignment in the house of God, consistent stewardship, consistent faithfulness brings about the opening of the doors of favor. For somebody here today, new doors of favor we open unto you and your family. That's why the Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 10, whatsoever your hand findeth to do, do it with all your heart. Anything you are doing, do it well. Anything you are doing, do it well. Anything you are doing, do it well. And you see the blessing of God coming upon you. Number 4. How do I open the door of faithfulness, of favor? It's through prayer and fasting. in Esther chapter 4, verse 15 to 16. You know the story very well of how Esther and her people were about to be destroyed. And the Bible says, Esther took a fast. He said, go gather together all the Jews that were present in Shushan and fast ye for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days. Someone say 3 days. Night or day, I also and my maiden will fast likewise. And so will I go in unto the king, which is not according to the law. And if I perish, I perish. She was a woman of fasting, and because of this, doors opened to her. The Bible says in Esther chapter 5, verse 1 to 3, that she obtained favor. Esther, she wore a royal garment. Now it came to pass, on the third day after the fast, Esther put on the royal apparel and stood in the inner court of the king's house over against the king's house. And the king sat upon his royal throne in the royal house over against the gate of the house. And it was so, when the king saw Esther, the queen, standing in the court, that she obtained favor in his sight. I can't read on because of time. You can read when you get to. 3 days fast. After 3 days, she appeared. She wore good clothes and she appeared. Normally, you don't appear to see the king except he sends for you. You can't just appear and say, king, I want to see you. But as she appeared, he said, come. If you read further in that place, in verse 3, she said, the king said, ask anything that you require up to half of this kingdom I will give to you. She has not even asked for anything. He said, oh, you're coming. Then I don't know why you have come, but even if you want half of my kingdom, I will give you. See what fasting and prayer does. See what fasting and prayer does. Just 3 days fast, and she appeared, and something great happened. As you fast regularly, as you fast consistently, Wednesday, which is our covenant day of fasting in this commission, appearing before God in the evening, taking and partaking of the communion with us, doors of favor will never cease to open for you. I say doors of favor will never cease to open for you. Don't be a food addict. Don't be a food addict. Don't be addicted to food to the extent that you cannot give your stomach rest. You must give your stomach rest. I've told you before, fasting puts you on fast lane. If you want to be on fast lane, you have to fast. And as from today, the grace be released to you. I said the grace be released to you. Wow, I doubt if I can finish this message today. Okay, number five. Let's move very fast. Open the doors of favor. Key number five is to call forth your favor. Call it forth. Proverbs 18:21. Death and life and the power of the tongue. Jeremiah 33 verse 5. Call upon me and I will answer you and I will show you greater mighty things which thou knowest not. Call your favor. Call your children. Call your children. Call them forth. Before we had our firstborn, my wife and I, we had a book where we wrote the name of our children. The firstborn. We wrote every name that we were going to give. Every name was already written. Call forth the names of your children if you are expecting children. Call forth the names of the business that you are trusting God for. Call it forth. Call forth your money. I can call money. Call it to come. To come. You can call it. So call it. Call that blessing. You can call your husband. And he will hear. He will just wake up. Ah! What am I doing here? Shame on soon. What's wrong with me? Oh yeah. Let me go to this person. And then immediately you'll be hearing wedding proposal and wedding this and this and that, and you see rings flying everywhere. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Number six. Don't let us go to that one, because that one will take like 30 minutes. Number six, key to open doors of favor is a giving lifestyle. Luke chapter 6, verse 38. Give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure. Press down. Shaking together. And running over shall men give unto your bosom. So keep giving. Keep giving. Give your tithe. You heard that wonderful man of God said he was trusting God for international open doors beyond the shores of Nigeria. And he said he felt the Spirit of God telling him, you have gone beyond the level of 10% now. Say, step up your game. And as they took the decision, even before they even started it, God honored his word. And there was a change of story. That's how to walk with God. Your give, there are some people here, you have been struggling with that 10%. It's more than 10 years you have been struggling. That's why the doors are not opening as expected. That's why the doors are not opening as fast as you want it to open. If you want it fast, then there's a major requirement for ensuring that you have a giving lifestyle. You have a giving lifestyle. May the Lord give us understanding in Jesus' name. Giving your tithe, giving your offering, giving prophetic offering, giving to the poor, and giving to the needy. and giving to kingdom projects and other kinds of projects. And lastly, where I will stop this morning, keys to opening the doors of favor is living a righteous life. Righteousness. The Bible says that righteousness exalts a nation, and sin is a reproach to any people. Righteousness exalts a nation. Sin is a reproach. That should be Proverbs 14 verse 34 or thereabout. So it's important, everyone that wants to enjoy the best of God must be a man or woman that loves righteousness. In Psalms 5 verse 12, Psalms 5 verse 12, the Bible says, "For the Lord will bless the righteous. With favor will he compass him as with a shield." Everyone that lives a righteous life, that lives a good life of holiness, a life that pleases God, has signed up for favor. The more you draw close to God, abandoning your past lifestyle, leaving behind your past lifestyle, all the things you know that this thing is not good, you drop it. You just drop it. You just drop it. You burn the bad CDs. You bring out all the bottles of beer in your house. You break it inside the gutter. Wash it away with water, like fire. All the clothes that are seductive, that you sit down like this, that people are just, no guy will be able to concentrate while you are around the guy. His brain will go crazy. You bring it out, you burn it with fire. What nonsense. When I'm not a prostitute, why will I be wearing this kind of clothes? Rubbish. Enough is enough. You burn it off. You just scatter it out of your wardrobe. Any Christian need change of wardrobe? Any believer need change of wardrobe? If your desire is to live right, then you have received the key of favor. You abandon all the other things that you had been on before. God is not condemning you, saying you have done this in the past. But he's saying you have to drop it. Drop it. Drop it. Drop it. And then before you know it, new doors will begin to open to you. Can I say this as I round up? There is nobody that eats with the devil that can enjoy the food for long. If the devil gives a person one thing, he can collect seven things. If a devil gives a person a car, he can collect his life. If a devil gives a person a son, he can collect the husband and the son whenever he feels. Anything you get from God is the only thing that is permanent. If you collect a wife from the devil, then you cannot tell the father-in-law not to visit your house. If the devil is your father, that is the wife you are married to is not a child of God, is a child of the devil, then you say, "I don't know why the devil is visiting my house." He is coming to visit his daughter, so he must enter. Hallelujah. Right living changes life. When you live right, you have qualified for God's favor. And today and forever, all the days of your blessed life, the favor of God will be pursuing you. It will be pursuing your family. It will be pursuing your business. It will be pursuing your career. It will be pursuing your destiny. Everybody that will see you will know that your level is higher than the level they thought you would be. Did I hear you say amen? Anybody that will see you, they will say, God has raised this woman. God has raised this man. And that will be your story. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. I must not close this service this morning without calling on my friends. You are here this morning and you are saying to me, "Pastor, I want this door to open to me as we go to pray. But before it must open to me, I want to quickly rededicate my life to Christ." Now listen, if you really want the door to open to you, salvation is important. Salvation is very key. Coming to church does not mean salvation. And you are here this morning, you are saying to me, "Pastor, I want to ask God for forgiveness. I want to ask God to have mercy on me. I want God to forgive me my sins. I want to be a brand new person." Please pray with me. Just where you are, I'm going to pray with you right there. I'm going to pray with you right there, and your life will never be the same again. I'll be counting from 1 to 5. Just be on your feet, and I will pray with you just where you are, and then we can go on with the prayers. 1. Wherever you are seated, you want a change of life. You want to rededicate your life to God. You want the door of favor to open to you. I want to pray with you. Please stand up so that I can see you, and then I can pray with you here this morning. You want the door of favor to open to you. God bless you. You want that door open to you. Just be on your feet quickly, and your life will never ever be the same. God bless you. 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 All you need to do is to be on your feet, and then I will pray with you, and your life will never be the same again. I'm not saying you are a bad person. God bless you. God bless. I can see you. God bless you. I'm not saying you are. Not that you are a bad person. No, that's not what we are saying. What we are saying is that your conscience is telling you that you should come back to Christ. Come back to me. Come, come, my son. Come, my daughter. Your conscience is telling you. Your heart is telling you to come back to Jesus. Two, I want to pray with you. Also, you are here this morning. You've given your life to Christ before, but you dropped off somewhere. You want to rededicate. You want to rededicate your life to Christ. Please also be on your feet this morning. You want to rededicate your life to Christ. You want to rededicate your life to Christ. I want to pray with you. Please be on your feet and join these people already standing. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus. Rededicate. Also, you are here today. You want to break a habit. Maybe smoking, drinking. Any habit. Masturbation. Watching bad films. Anything that you know this is not good. You want to stop it. I want to pray with you also. God bless you. God bless you. Be on your feet. God bless you. God bless you. Three, I want to pray with you anywhere you are this morning. Also, if you are watching us from anywhere in the world, you desire to rededicate your life to Jesus, the email is stated there. And of course, the phone number is also stated there for you to be able to send us an email to let us know about your decision. And I know that as you do that, the Lord will bless you. Four, one more count and I will pray. One more.
I want more of you. Oh, I want more of you, Jesus. The more I know you,
the more I want to know you.
The more I want to know you, Jesus. More of you.
I want more of you.
I want more of you, Jesus. The more I know you, it's the more I want to know you, Jesus. More of you,
more of you,
more of you, more of you.
Jesus, more of you.
Jesus, more of you.
More of you.
More of you.
More of you.
Jesus, more of you.
Whatever you are standing, beloved, five. I still want to give just 10 more seconds. You want to join these people already standing? Please do that. Something is telling you where you are seated, you should be standing. How can you be outstanding when you refuse to stand up? When it's time to stand, it's time to stand. Five more seconds. As you are seated, your heart is telling you, join them. Let the pastor pray for you. Yes. Obey that good conscience and your life will never be the same again. Thank you, Jesus. Now, wherever you are standing, put your right hand on your chest, beloved. And say after me, Lord Jesus, please forgive me my sins. Please cleanse me of my past. Please wash me clean. Afresh, I declare Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Thank you, Lord, for accepting me. In Jesus' name. Keep those hands on your chest. Father, thank you for these ones that you have saved in the Praise Tabernacle here and those who are watching us all over the world. Father, bless them, establish them, and let it be well with them. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Please follow the counselors beside you. Church, can we be on our feet? Can we be on our feet? I want more of you.
I want more of you, Jesus. The more I know you, the more I want to know.
by the word this morning? Give Jesus a big clap. He's worthy. Now, can we lift our hands in 1 minute just to thank him for the word he sent to us? He gave the word. We are just servants. He gave the word to us and we gave it to you. Give him praise, everybody. Give him praise, everybody. Thank him for revelation. Thank him. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worship. Before we go into prayers, we might need to do some Wednesdays of worship. Okay? Maybe as soon as possible. Probably before, I'm around for a while. We need to organize that. So start rehearsing that probably on the Wednesday service. We just come and just worship God. And just worship God. Anybody wants that? It's going to be very awesome. It's going to be very awesome. It's going to be very awesome. If not that we are on a very sensitive series, I would have told us from this Wednesday to just fire on. But this Wednesday, we'll try to do more worship this Wednesday. So make sure you are around. It's going to be very intense. And Jesus will be glorified in Jesus' name. Amen. Just one more song, I will pray. Jesus must be honored.
Must be honored. Must be honored.
Jesus must be honored in my life every day. Jesus must be honored. Must be honored. Must be honored. Jesus must be honored in my life every day. Jesus must be honored. Must be honored. Must be honored. Several prayer points are outlined, but we might not be able to go into all that. We want to declare open this morning the gates of favor. If this is the only prayer we will pray, this morning it must work. It will say, Father, Father, open unto me the gates of favor. Lift your voice and pray. Legede dege gagodo bragada garodo bragades likra da gege garato koto begede. Pray, everybody. Pray, 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 pray. Ah, you are not praying. Oh my God. Pray. Open to me the gates of favor. In the nation. In the niklonos kinianda rabasa garabayasha. Ela baba 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 baba. You will say, favor that has never located me before, that has never located anybody in my generation before, locate me today. Lift your voice and pray very well, beloved. Favor that has never located anybody in my generation. Favor that my father never had. Ah, pray very well. Pray very well. Pray very well. Pray very well. Favor my mother never had. Favor my sisters never had. Favor nobody ever had in my family. Father, give it to me. Favor. Favor. Pray very well. Pray, everybody. Favor. I want your favor, Jesus. I desire your favor, Jesus. I want your favor. I want your favor. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. We might need to spend like 10 minutes extra this morning. I hope you don't mind. Do you mind that? Okay, we are going to pray. And say, Father, 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 from this moment, the gates of uncommon favor, uncommon breakthrough, open to my destiny this morning. Lift your voice and pray. Gates open. Open, 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 open. Gates of uncommon favor, the kind nobody has ever seen before. Let the gates be open. Let the gates be open. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. We'll continue very powerfully on Wednesday, and we trust God that Jesus will be glorified. Before I declare the blessings of God on us this morning, I want you to identify specific areas of your life that you want God to open gates of favor. Maybe marital, maybe financial, maybe in your career, maybe in your health, maybe concerning your children. Specific. Now go ahead and speak to God. Go ahead, everybody. Speak to Jesus. Let God hear you. Speak to God on specific areas you want His favor. I know my own. Speak to God in this area. My family needs your favor. In this area, my family desires your favor. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Bring out your point of contact if you brought in them for impartation. If you brought your point of contact, maybe your ID card, your place of work, your international passport, your business name, and anything you have brought as a point of contact to what you do for a living, bring it out right now. It's an impartation service. And you are going to pray over it and say, Father, cause this to yield fruit in my hands. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Begin to pray, begin to pray, begin to pray, begin to pray. Cause this to yield fruit in my hands. Cause me, oh God, to enjoy the blessing, the testimony of favor in this area. Favor in my business. Favor in my career, favor in the works of my hand, favor in the business that I do, favor in my school and in my place of work, favor in my GP, favor as a married woman, favor as, oh Lord, over my family, favor over what I'm expecting, favor over my business name and the business I'm about to start. Favor, favor everywhere, favor everywhere, favor is flowing everywhere. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Father, we thank you. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. To you be all the glory. This morning I decree that the door of favor be open to you in the name of Jesus. The door of favor be open to you in the name of Jesus. The door of favor be open to your family in the name of Jesus. The door of favor be opening your business in the name of Jesus. As from today, struggling will never be your portion in Jesus' name. Whatever favor can do, let it do in your life in Jesus' name. Favor we speak in your business. Favor we speak in the work of your hand. Favor we speak in your career. Favor we speak in your marriage. Favor we speak concerning your children. Favor we speak concerning your parents. Every sector of your life that you lack favor, I decree, favor begins to overwhelm you in the name of Jesus. Before you finish thanking God for one favor, another one has arrived. Before you finish thanking God for another one has arrived. I decree a season of multiple favor in your life. I decree a season of multiple favor in your life. And as the favor comes, it leads to mega testimonies. Every shut door of your life, that door is open in the name of Jesus. Every shut door of your destiny, that shut door is open in the name of Jesus. It is done. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' Thank you, Jesus. And every point of contact you have brought this morning to your business or your career, your ID cards, your whatever you have brought as a point of contact, as a sign of faith this morning, they are blessed in the name of Jesus. They are prospering in the name of Jesus. And may God answer your faith in the name of Jesus. It is done. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.